This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Reconciliation Week. This week, it's a chance for all of us to reflect on the role that we can play in bringing greater awareness and understanding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and our shared history. The theme for this year is Grounded in Truth. Someone who's passionate about the role of truth-telling in reconciliation is Brooke Prentice, Aboriginal spokesperson for Common Grace. Brooke is a Waka Waka woman. She's also an Aboriginal Christian leader. Thanks for giving us some of your time this morning, Brooke. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what is Reconciliation Week all about, Brooke?
Well, I think one of the key things about Reconciliation Week is that it's National Reconciliation Week. And so I guess it's a chance for our nation to come together to actually look at the relationship between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australia. And this year in particular, the theme for National Reconciliation Week is Grounded in Truth, Walk Together in Courage. And so I guess for me, Reconciliation Week is about how we do learn to walk together with each other. And for me, I think I'd rather call reconciliation friendship. So how do we learn to be friends together in these lands now called Australia?
I know you've blogged this week about the need for truth-telling. Why is truth-telling an important part of reconciliation or becoming friends?
Well, I think if you are friends, you need to be open and honest and you share life together. And so I think in Australia, we're still not fully sharing life together as Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal peoples in these lands. And so there's still our true history of Australia that hasn't been dealt with. It hasn't been talked about enough. And so Reconciliation Week gives us the opportunity to do that, but it actually does need to be each and every day. I mean, there's still so many Australians who don't know about Reconciliation Week, and they're missing out on two important dates in the life of Australia, which is the 27th of May, which is the start of National Reconciliation Week, which commemorates the 1967 referendum, and then the 3rd of June, which is the end of National Reconciliation Week, which is Mabo Day, and celebrates the passing of the Mabo No. 2 case in 1992, which effectively overturned the lie or myth of Terra Nullius, that this was an empty land before the Europeans came.
So that's obviously one of the, I guess, the truths that Australia has to look in the eye, that this, you know, that lie that it was an empty land. What do you think are some of the other key truths that haven't really been faced up to?
Yeah, so there's even one that if we really are to mature as a nation of Australia, it's understanding that our true history doesn't just start in 1770 or 1788, but if Aboriginal people are truly to be embraced in these lands now called Australia, we're talking about a history that's over 65,000 years, potentially over 120,000 years old. And so there's much that Aboriginal people can contribute to the life of Australia, and that's part of understanding reconciliation or even conciliation, how we even establish the relationship in the first place.
It really bothers me whenever I sing the national anthem that the first line is, "We are young and free." I just think it's such a ridiculous statement to make about Australia. It's not truth-telling, is it? It's perpetuating that myth in our national anthem.
That's right. And for pretty much all Aboriginal people, it's hard to listen to those words because we know we're not young. We're very old. This is an ancient land and we are ancient peoples. And when you think about free, I guess that's where the rest of the truth-telling comes in. You know, there's still so many people that don't know about the massacres that occurred. And then when we look at today's truth-telling, the lack of closing the gap, our people, I think it was Stan Grant who said, our people die too young and too often. And, you know, the amount of funerals that we're going to, there's so much grief each and every day. Most Australians don't know about stolen wages. Aboriginal people paid in tea, sugar, flour, blankets right up until the 1960s. In Queensland alone, that's over $500 million of wages of Aboriginal people were taken in trust and never paid to the Aboriginal people. So we've got a long way to go, but Reconciliation Week gives us the opportunity to be able to sit down with each other and share our stories and then dream, for me, of a better tomorrow that we will see hope for Aboriginal peoples, but hope for all peoples in these lands now called Australia.
What do you think that churches and Australian Christians can be doing to play their part in contributing to reconciliation? Because when you hear the themes for this, you know, grounded in truth, walk together in courage, they're values that Christians should be able to really embrace.
Absolutely. And I guess that's where my main appeal is to individual followers of Jesus, Christians and the Australian Church. We have the language as Christians of reconciliation. We have the language of truth. We have the language of love. And for me, I want love in abundance for Aboriginal peoples. And sadly, still in this Australia, we face a lot of racism, a lot of judgment, a lot of myths and lies and stereotypes. And so my appeal is to Christians and the church to get to know us as a people, because we're a beautiful people to get to know. And if we can show, as the Christian church in Australia, love for one another, we could actually change this nation, change the situation for Aboriginal peoples and even for non-Aboriginal peoples to have true freedom and understanding from actually telling the truth, because it is the truth that does set us free.
I'm speaking with Brooke Prentice. She's a Waka woman. She's a spokesperson for Common Grace, and she's speaking with us for Reconciliation Week. Brooke, you were part of a group recently of more than 50 Christian leaders and ministers who wrote to Scott Morrison after the election to ask him to take action on climate change. And that letter acknowledged the need to listen to collective Aboriginal wisdom when it comes to looking after this land. That struck me as quite unusual, in a good way. How did that come about?
It really comes through friendship and relationships. So Reverend Dr. Michael Frost, who instigated the letter and brought all of us together, we've been walking together in truth and friendship and courage for a number of years now. And so through that relationship, he understands the importance of listening to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices and to seek my advice as an equal member of those group of Christian leaders that signed that letter to go, you know, Aboriginal people have something to say on this. They've got over 65,000 years of knowledge, or even 6,000 years knowledge, depending on where your theology is at. And we can hold that difference. And so for me, it's about respect, understanding, listening. And then when we're truly listening and walking together, it's through friendship. And it's a great example, just in that letter, for the rest of Australia, that Aboriginal people have been contributing to these lands now called Australia economically, sustainably, and as custodians for thousands of years.
And so because you were at the table, you were able to influence what went into that letter. Just, it really does show the importance of being part of that conversation, doesn't it? On that note, Scott Morrison has appointed Ken Wyatt to the Indigenous Affairs portfolio. And I was really surprised. I think most Australians would be really surprised to learn that it is actually the first time an Aboriginal person has been appointed to that role, which is a little bit, you know, startling to learn that, actually. But do you think that will help to improve the relationship between the Morrison government and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
It's a great start. And so, you know, it is the first time we've had an Aboriginal person in that portfolio. It doesn't mean that it's the answer to all the problems or questions. And now Minister Ken Wyatt still has to connect with us as Aboriginal peoples and really listen to the diversity of Aboriginal opinion and to, you know, really walk alongside us as well. And so just because you're Aboriginal doesn't mean you can necessarily just automatically do that. Mm-hmm. So I am praying for Minister Ken Wyatt and I'm praying that he will listen to Aboriginal peoples, that he'll come and sit down with us and consult properly, which for us is face-to-face. So at least he knows the cultural protocols to deal with. So we pray for him, but it's not the answer to all the issues. And, you know, he's got a big portfolio to tackle the national emergencies facing Australia. These aren't just Aboriginal problems or issues. These are national emergencies for Australia, whether that's Aboriginal deaths in custody, the lack of closing the gap, the suicide, the unresolved, the lack of truth-telling, our call for a voice in or to Parliament, treaty and treaties, and a truth-telling commission.
Mm. Yeah, so I guess no easy answers, but hopefully, you know, the opportunity to establish some, as you said, listening and trust and, you know, understanding the culture hopefully is at least a better starting point for the person in that. In that role. Yeah. All right.
And I guess if I could just take an opportunity as well, with Senator Pat Dodson, he's still there in Parliament and has been a wonderful voice and advocate for Aboriginal peoples. And he is known as the father of reconciliation. So this Reconciliation Week, I asked people to get to know Senator Pat Dodson before he was a senator as the father of reconciliation.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us this morning, Brooke.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I just pray that people get involved this Reconciliation Week and, yeah, get to know us and see where that relationship can take us.
Well, we should mention there's some good resources on your Common Grace website, isn't there, at commongrace.org.au.
Yes, that's right. So each day this week, if people follow commongrace.org.au and on Facebook at commongraceaus, we've got a blog, a prayer and an action that people can take so their truth can turn into action. So each day this week. So we'd love to share that with your listeners and the rest of Australia.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Brooke. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
Brooke Prentice from Common Grace. We've been talking about Reconciliation Week. You can get access to those blogs and prayers and action points through their Facebook page or at commongrace.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.